That's a pretty big bill. Yeah, the food prices are pretty high.
Sticker shock at the grocery store. Food prices up 10% in Riverside County compared to a year ago. But the state's biggest anti-hunger program can help you. Not only at grocery stores, but also farmers markets and at hundreds of restaurants in Riverside County. A desert area restaurant owner who once counted on food assistance in his time of need is letting his customers use CalFresh benefits at his pizzeria.
The government did support me. Now I am able to support people.
Coming up, our story on the restaurant meals program. And we're also sharing how you can apply for several benefits that can lead to economic independence. Our guest, Anna Hernandez, an employee from Riverside County Department of Public Social Services, shares how public assistance and the support she received, including CalFresh food benefits, helped turn her life around.
The way CalFresh impacted us was now I wasn't having to worry about getting groceries for my kids.
So much to get to right now on the service station. Welcome everyone to the Service Station, Information and Conversation, a podcast from Riverside County Department of Public Social Services, or DPSS. I'm your host, Gene Kennedy, and we are coming to you from Blythe, right next to the Colorado River. It borders Riverside County and the state of Arizona. This is a desert and agriculture region, home to about 20,000 people, including Anna Hernandez, who joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to be with you. You grew up here in Blythe, right?
Yes, I did.
So talk to us a little bit about now what your role is. You are an eligibility technician who mentors other eligibility technicians. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And these are, for those of our listeners who don't know what an eligibility technician is, these are employees who help determine if a customer is eligible to receive public benefits like CalFresh food assistance. Talk to us about the people that you serve here in Blythe and how, through your lens, you see the issue of food insecurity and how it impacts this community.
We do service a lot of people that are low-income families, one-parent households, and homeless people as well. We service people who either have lack of transportation or just, you know, for one reason or another, don't have sufficient funds to be able to obtain groceries. And so through the CalFresh program, we help them to be able to get the nutrition that they need.
And do you find in terms of CalFresh that a lot of these benefits are just underutilized? They may be eligible for these benefits, but they're not even applying for them.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of it is income limits. People think, oh, well, I'm working, so I'm not eligible for benefits. And that's not necessarily true. Even with CalWORKs, you know, people assume that because they're working, now I'm not going to be eligible for any type of assistance. And again, that's not true. The income limits have raised, or property. People that have a lot of properties as well, they assume that they're not eligible for CalFresh. And in reality, they really are.
So the bottom line is apply.
Apply. Oh, yeah, definitely.
See if you qualify.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
So how do you see the issue of food insecurity here in this community? Because this is home for you.
Yes. We are secluded from the valley. We're about 90 miles away from Coachella. With people that don't have transportation, that's kind of hard to get out there and get groceries. We do have 3 grocery stores.
When you go to the grocery store, how does it hit you?
The food prices. It's a pretty big bill. Yeah, the food prices are pretty high. You know, I have my car payment, and I swear groceries is just like having another car. It is. $100 really doesn't get you much. I have 4 children, and so it doesn't really get you much. It's the basics sometimes.
And you can empathize with what people in this community are going through in terms of these food prices and how benefits can help, because you yourself had received benefits previously before this job, correct?
Yes, correct.
Talk to us about some of the benefits that you received and specifically what was happening in your life at that time.
I had moved out of California, fleeing domestic violence into Arizona, and then had to come back to Blythe. Blythe is home. Came back to Blythe. I was homeless at the time, but obviously didn't have a job. And I was dealing with recovering from substance abuse. So coming back to Blythe was kind of scary, per se. When I came to Blythe, the first place I came to was, you know, the self-sufficiency office to get help. You know, they had said, you know, they can help you with cash assistance, CalFresh, and homelessness. So I signed up for that. They were able to put us in a hotel for 16 days and then help me get the deposits for my apartment as well. With that came the CalFresh part of it. And the way CalFresh impacted us was, now I wasn't having to worry about getting groceries for my kids, you know, or what are they going to eat or how am I going to come up with money to feed them. Now it was, okay, we have money to feed us. Now let's focus on getting an apartment or, you know, paying some bills to be able to get, you know, become self-sufficient again.
And CalFresh, as you mentioned, it wasn't the only benefit that helped really put your life on a new path to economic independence. What were some of the other benefits that you received that made that difference in your life?
With CalWORKS, that was a monetary assistance, comes Welfare to Work and Gain. Welfare to Work really, really impacted my life in the sense that I'm a single mother with four children. Three of those children are girls. I have a son, he's my youngest. Looking back, there was a lot of feeling of inadequacy, feeling like, I know I got to get us to a better place, but how do I get there? And the WEX program, the GAIN program, even the counselors themselves, they really look out for you in the sense that it wasn't just, oh, I'm your employment services counselor. Now it was, I'm your employment services counselor, but I want to help you help yourself. You know, and it takes somebody that's very compassionate and very that can empathize with you to
right.
be that type of person. It's not like they're just workers. They were family. They're somebody that, hey, I care for you. Let me help you be the best you can be. They see in you something that you don't see in yourself. Made me accountable to be able to start working again. You know, a lot of people think, oh, it's free money that's given to people or families, and it's not really the case. People that are in the CalWORKS program, 9 out of 10 times have to participate in Welfare to Work. The Welfare to Work program helps you become self-sufficient in helping you do resumes, look for work, employment, down to if you need clothing for work, they give you that as well. I got myself involved into the WEX program, which is work experience. And that program put me in like an office setting. I worked for APS, Adult Protective Services, kind of like receptionist. And that's where I saw the need for people that are compassionate and, you know, can empathize with it because I've been there. I've done it. That's where I kind of got the drive to want to become an ET, you know, to work somewhere servicing back the community.
You had a connection there, a real connection.
Oh, yeah. I've had the connection with the employment services counselors, all of them. You know, when I started working here, they were like, wow, it's about time you're here because they seen that compassion and that drive in me, but I hadn't seen it in myself.
It literally put you on a career.
Oh, yeah.
With DPSS.
Yes, definitely.
I just want to let our listeners know that if you want to see if you qualify for CalFresh benefits, for CalWORKS benefits, which is what leads to Welfare to Work, and that's what Anna's talking about, as well as Medi-Cal, you can go to this website. It's benefitscal.com, or you can call our customer service line, and that is 1-877-410-8827. Anna, talk to us about this. If someone qualifies for CalFresh, they receive an electronic benefits transfer card. This is kind of like a debit card, but break it down for us a little bit more about how this works.
It's a lot like a debit card, except obviously it doesn't have a major credit card logo on it. You use a PIN number to use the card, and you use it at the register, just like any credit card. It has your name on the front of it. It is secured with your social security number and your case number and your date of birth. So like everybody who uses that card has to be an authorized cardholder.
Mm-hmm.
It can't just be used just by anybody. It has to be authorized to the person that's using it specifically.
So there are places, many places that people can use an EBT card, not just at the grocery store. Talk to us, Anne, about where some of those locations are.
They can use the EBT card at like farmers markets, Market Match, and the restaurants as well. For our community here in Blythe, not many of the restaurants do participate, but throughout Riverside County, there is restaurants that participate in the foods programs.
Right, including some that are in the desert, many that are in the desert areas.
Right, yes, many that are in the desert areas. I know the senior center in the summertime takes you know, people from the community to Indio to participate in at the farmers markets that are out there as well.
And maybe this is also a hint, hint right. for Blythe businesses that if you do want to apply to participate in the Restaurant Meals program, you can do so online at our website. It is Rivco, that's R-I-V-C-O, RivcoDPSS.org. You can get information on how you can become a vendor with the Restaurant Meals program. We're going to talk, by the way, in just a moment about how qualified CalFresh customers can use their EBT cards at restaurants. But I first wanted to ask you about more about your experience receiving public assistance and how that impacted your decision to start a career in this field. What inspired you?
There's always a stigma about workers. There's actually, I think it's kind of funny because on TikTok, there's a worker who makes videos and she's kind of just like nonchalant and just doesn't care about their customers. But when I applied for assistance, I had people that actually cared. And that's one thing coming from a place where people are very judgy sometimes when you're, you know, in domestic violence situations or in substance abuse, or even just not being self-sufficient. People judge you a certain way. And when I came and applied for services, people weren't that way with me. And I thought to myself, Blythe itself and the county, the state, the world itself needs more people like that. You know, people where you can be compassionate and you can say, hey, I've been on this side. Now I'm on, you know, the other side, you know. And I wanted to be that. I wanted to be like the people that were more role models to me coming in to get benefits. I wanted to be that for somebody else as well.
And you had quite the experience during the pandemic too, because you had mm-hmm. in this community here in Blythe, there were businesses that were closing. There was unemployment skyrocketing, people struggling to pay their bills.
There's a lot of places that closed, cooks, waitresses, you know, small business owners. They, all of these people that at one time had employment, now they didn't have any of that. So the pandemic hit pretty hard in the sense that business owners alone, you know, would apply and they'd be like, you know, I've never had to do this. I don't even know what I'm doing, you know? And so we were there to kind of help them along the process and make them feel like it wasn't something to be ashamed of. It was more something that's there to help you because obviously we're going through something that nobody expected.
You were part of a small but mighty team that really came together to yes. help do that. We're going to talk about that more here in just a moment. Again, I just want to let our listeners know that if you want to see if you qualify for public assistance benefits such as CalWORKS, Medi-Cal, CalFresh that we've been talking about, you can go to benefitscal.com or you can call our customer service line at 1-877-410-8827. Now, the office that Anna works at here in Blythe, as I was just telling you, is really a small but mighty team. And in just a moment, we're going to talk a little bit more about the experience that she was sharing with us, where this team came together and they literally helped dozens of people restore their CalFresh benefits along with other benefits. And I'm talking about not only people in Blythe, but the desert countywide. Our conversation with her continues in just a moment. But first, as we talked about a moment ago, qualified CalFresh customers can use their EBT cards at eateries that participate in the county's restaurant meals program. And Angela Nasso takes us to one restaurant that's helping those in need and also getting a boost in business.
Buying and preparing meals at home isn't always an option, but Riverside County's restaurant meals program can help. Customers who receive CalFresh benefits who are eligible for the program can buy hot, prepared meals from more than 200 participating restaurants countywide. Tan's Pizza in Desert Hot Springs is one of those participating restaurants. Owner Tanzil Chaudhry knows how important the program is.
Particularly in this town. It's a town of poor people. It has been helping them.
Helping older, disabled, or homeless adults who are CalFresh customers and qualify for the program to use their electronic benefits transfer cards, similar to debit cards, at participating restaurants.
Anybody who steps in with the EBT card, they can buy whatever they want now. Salads, pastas, food, drinks, anything.
For Tanzil, CalFresh was a help to him before he owned the pizzeria.
The government did support me. Now, I am able to support people, so why not?
helping others while helping his business too.
EBT is helping me around $2,000 a month, which is $24,000-$25,000 a year.
But most of all, it's helping the community he calls home.
And I'm a part of this society now. I'm a part of this community. So I have some role to play. We all need to participate in our community, wherever we live, doesn't matter. We're all human beings.
To learn more about the Restaurant Meals program, including participating locations and who's eligible, visit rivcodpss.org.
Continuing our conversation with eligibility technician Anna Hernandez, she works in Blythe. And Anna, during the pandemic, your small but mighty team that works here together helped restore CalFresh benefits and other benefits for customers whose applications were denied. Why was that happening?
Initially, pre-COVID, we would process cases. We had 30 days to process cases. If they missed their interviews, we would deny them. If they didn't provide verifications, they would be denied. COVID hit and we had an influx of applications. And so it was kind of like hurry up and process the applications. Whoever's going to be denied, just deny them and then move on to the next one. And we saw that the denial rate was high because, you know, people were missing their interviews for whatever reason. They didn't provide verifications that they needed. We were used to doing things in a certain manner. And now the pandemic brought on an influx of work. And so we had to change the way we did those things.
I want to read just some quotes from your coworkers who were part of this effort. Here's one of your coworkers who said, "We held on to each other like we were floating in an ocean. Where one had a weakness, another had a strength. We relied on one another in communication to get our jobs done." And those jobs are literally helping people. And you were having people crying here in this office. I mean, this was really a desperate time. Can you paint a picture for us of what people were going through and how you all came together to support them?
Well, especially here in Blythe, again, it's a small community. Everyone knows everyone or of everyone. Definitely, if you don't know so-and-so, you know their cousin, their aunts, their mom, their dads. You know, everybody knows of somebody. And so when you work with a community like that, you get not involved in their personal lives, but you become somebody that's close to them. And so then you get these phone calls. I was personally getting phone calls from my customers, you know, whose their spouses died, their, you know, their aunts died, their mothers, fathers died. And they're in a very dark place to begin with and needing assistance. As far as like the business owners, we know personally some of the business owners that are calling us and saying, "This is so embarrassing. You know, I don't have money to feed myself, you know, because the pandemic hit." So we went from, you know, servicing per se a group of people to servicing almost a whole community, you know. And so not only did that bring a lot more applications in, but it also made us realize that as a whole we had to help, you know, as a whole we had to help to, you know, get these people through the pandemic.
Yeah,
as well.
I can see for you right now that it's probably bringing some of those memories back.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Of how
I had customers calling me and just crying. And what can you say to them? You know, you're going through it as well. The process itself was kind of overwhelming. With our own children, our own parents who are older, our own aunts and uncles who could possibly, hey, this could very well be myself in those situations.
There was a 20% increase in applications for self-sufficiency benefits, and that was countywide.
Right.
And so your team was not only helping people in Blythe, but you were also processing applications elsewhere.
Right, through the valley.
Yeah. And talk to us about that big picture of really helping people across Riverside County in a very vulnerable time.
It was overwhelming at first, only because we were used to just getting a certain number of applications because we were only servicing Blythe before the pandemic. Then the pandemic hit and all of these, like you said, 20% increase, and I want to say it was probably more than that because it felt like it was triple the amount of applications. But it was because we were servicing not just Blythe, but now they were also giving us applications from Coachella, from Indio, from Desert Hot Springs, Mecca, places that, you know, that we're not physically at, but we were servicing them as well and processing their applications. Because obviously, you know, Riverside County is a big county, and the applications were just coming in left and right.
What do you take away from the all hands on deck experience that happened here in Blythe during the pandemic?
We showed how we can all come together, not just with Blythe, but, you know, the surrounding cities, and help, you know, the people that need the most help. We have a saying that says teamwork makes the dream work. And it really did show at that time, you know, that we all pulled together to make this happen, you know, for the people that were in most need.
I just want to thank you so much for coming on the service station.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Again, everyone, if you want to apply for CalFresh food assistance, or maybe you want to apply for other benefits, CalWorks, as Anna was talking about, maybe Medi-Cal, you could do so at benefitscal.com or call our self-sufficiency customer service line. It's 1-877-410-8827. That's going to do it for this episode, but you can listen to all episodes of The Service Station in English and Spanish on all major podcast platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, and many more. Thanks so much for listening.